Oh, will you please be quiet? Isn't it bad enough I'm exiled on this island, but I have to listen to you winged devils every day? Not to drive an old man crazy. I know my Heavenly Father created you. But you guys drive me crazy. Lord, is it too much to ask for one day? Just one day without these foul beasts. Oh, Lord. Water feels good on the old feet. Always got to have the last word, don't you? Oh. Hey, Lord. Lord, I think I can see it today. I can see the mainland. Yeah. My brothers and sisters are over there. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I can see where my brothers and sisters in Christ are. Oh, Lord, I miss them so. You have me on this island, away from them, but your will be done. You have your reasons. Lord, this morning my heart is overwhelmed with the revelation that you have given me. Lord, what's written in this scroll is almost beyond belief. The darkness, the evil, but also your glory and your reign. Your promise is all fulfilled in this scroll of the revelation. Lord, it has moved my soul more than anything I've ever read. And I pray, Lord, that as this scroll goes out, it will affect others the same way. That they will believe in the revelation of Jesus Christ. Getting old is not for wimps, is it, Lord? Lord, I'm going to write a letter to go along with this scroll, trying to explain what it's all about. My dear brothers and sisters in the most precious faith, to my fellow slaves of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Him be all the glory. Amen. I remain exiled on the island of Patmos, but God is so good. He is still with me as He promised He would be. His faithfulness never fails. He has moved upon the hearts of my Roman jailers. Even though I am imprisoned on this desolate rock, they are allowing me to stay in contact with you by letter. I praise God for allowing me to stay in contact with you. For I am sending you a new scroll of the utmost importance. It is entitled The Revelation of Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus has given me the most gracious opportunity to see what is coming in the near future. how the world will slowly decay from sin and unbelief, where Satan will try to bring a new world kingdom in complete rebellion to God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I have seen the terrible persecution of the faithful that is to come. A great harlot drunk with the blood of the saints. My heart weighs heavy in what I have seen. And as I ponder what I have seen, I cannot help myself but to ask, how long, O Lord? How long and how many of my fellow believers must suffer and die before the end? Oh, the end. The end when Israel has a king upon the throne once again. But not just any king, but the King of Kings, the Righteous One of Israel, Jesus Christ. Oh, when will that day finally come, Lord? My brothers and sisters, I want you to take courage, for that day will come. Jesus has shown me that day, the day He returns as He promised. Oh, my friends, I have seen that day, and what a day it will be. Jesus upon a white horse, all of us with Him. The Lord will finally smite evil and establish His reign upon the earth. Oh, my dear ones, I have seen it, a day like no other. I even now weep with joy for what our Lord has revealed to me. It is all written in the scroll I am sending you. Read it, study, sanctify it in your hearts. For a blessing comes to all who do so. Our Lord Jesus is returning, but it is not today or even tomorrow. If I understand the vision correctly, it might be a significant amount of time until He returns. But we, His church, His people, those who have been chosen, called, elected by God to serve Him, we must continue to run the race as our dear departed brother Paul once wrote. But do not be deceived. This race is not a short one. It is a marathon, like the Greeks used to run. A long, enduring race. A race we must embrace and run at all costs. For we, the Church of Jesus Christ, are humanity's only hope. For we are the only ones who have been given sight an understanding of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one true gospel that saves sinners. Sinners like all of us used to be. But praise be to God. We were washed. We were sanctified. And we were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. And by the Spirit of our God. Amen. Amen. Now we must continue to stand for our Lord Jesus Christ and His gospel. we must tell Jew and Gentile alike, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon Him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without one to proclaim? And how shall they proclaim unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. My dear brothers and sisters, you must be the beautiful feet of Jesus. You must proclaim the gospel that has required so much sacrifice, so much death. So much death. First, the death of our Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross. When He took upon Himself the sins of the world, and He died in our place, taking upon Himself the wrath and justice of God the Father for us. I remember that day well. What a dark day that was. The day we all forsook Jesus. Everything we had hoped for was gone. We, His disciples, hid like cowards that day. All of us scared and expecting to die next. All of us. My brothers. My friends. My fellow disciples. But what we had missed from the beginning, what Jesus had been trying to tell us all along, what we did not understand, on that day, our Lord had always intended to die upon that cross. What man intended for evil that day, God used for the greatest good. It was the fulfillment of the prophet Isaiah, who wrote 600 years ago, who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For He shall grow up before Him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we see Him, there is no beauty that we should desire Him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we, all of us, hid, as it were, our faces from Him. He was despised, and we did not esteem Him. Surely, He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him and Him alone. whom by his stripes we are healed. Shamefully, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before his shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people, he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death. Because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief when you make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed though. He shall live again. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul, and he will be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. This passage has always, always told of the life, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. It says he shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied, the suffering servant of Israel, through his death, defeating sin, and through the resurrection, defeating death. The tomb could not contain our Lord, for an angel came down and rolled that stone away, and our Lord came walking out. Glory to God in the highest! Praise be God. What does that mean? It means peace with God has now come to us through Jesus Christ, who is alive and returning to the earth on that day that God the Father has appointed. That is why God commands all men to repent. All people, men and women alike, to repent of their sins and their self-righteous religious ways. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men, all women, everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising Jesus from the dead. Amen. Lord, I pray that all people everywhere will understand what the empty tomb really means, because it means something to every person on the planet, whether they believe it or not. To those who believe, the empty tomb brings eternal life. But to those who reject it, ignore it, it brings judgment, death. I praise God for the empty tomb, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But there are those who claim that we, the disciples, lied about the resurrection. That either we stole the body or overpowered the guards. A conspiracy, they call it. A lie that all of us disciples agreed to tell so we could benefit from it. That is what some people believe. Boy! How can people believe that? There was more than just us. There was over 500 people who saw the resurrection. Oh, Lord. I feel like you should bring fire down on all those who do not believe, who say we lied. But I know that's not your spirit, Lord. That's mine. I guess some of the thunder remains in me. But Lord, I guess it is like what you said. There are some who will swallow a camel, but choke upon a gnat. They just will never believe the truth. I'm sorry for my outburst, Lord. I will finish this letter before I throw my back out. Well, let me set the record straight. For those who think we lied and conspired for some great benefit of our own, I will set the record straight. Let me describe the great benefit, the so-called lie of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead brought us. What benefit did we receive for our little conspiracy? Let me start with my own brother and fellow disciple. King Herod had my brother James put to death with the sword. James, I miss you, brother. Peter was crucified upside down in Rome. Matthew was struck down in Ethiopia. A sword thrust through him. Nathaniel traveled to Asia. Was killed for the gospel, being scourged to death by a whip. Andrew was crucified on an X-shaped cross in Greece. It is said, after seven soldiers whipped Andrew severely, they tied his body to the cross with cords to prolong his agony. Those who had followed Andrew and his teachings of Christ reported that When Andrew was led towards the cross, he embraced it with these words, "I have long desired and expected this happy hour." He continued to preach the gospel of Christ to his tormentors for 2 days upon that cross until he died. Andrew, you did well. You ran the race well. And you finished strong. I'm so proud of you. Thomas, the doubter, but a doubter no more, was stabbed with a spear in India during a missionary trip to establish the church there. Philip went to Africa. He entered a city and led a proconsul's wife to the Lord. So the proconsul, in revenge, killed him. James, the son of Alphaeus, was stoned by the Jews outside of Jerusalem and buried there. He was stoned by them for preaching Jesus resurrected from the dead. Thaddeus was killed when a man with an axe attacked him, hacking him to death. So much death, Lord. It's overwhelming. Simon the Zealot, crucified. Paul, who used to be Saul, the persecutor of the church, but who met the resurrected Jesus on the road to Damascus, who became the Apostle Paul, was tortured and then beheaded by Nero in Rome. And then there is me, the last apostle. I too was sentenced to death for my testimony of Jesus Christ, to be boiled in a huge basin of oil. However, the Lord decided it was not my time. I survived, but badly scarred to this day. And now, exiled to this rock, this island of Patmos, for my testimony of the resurrected Christ. So let me be clear, very clear. I and my fellow apostles would not have suffered all these things for a lie. Jesus has risen. He has risen indeed. Amen. For those who believe we lied about the resurrection of Jesus, I stand against that with my very life. As the last of the apostles, we did not lie. The resurrection of Jesus really happened. Why else would all my brothers lay down their lives if we had lied about the resurrection? It does not make any sense. But what does make sense since the resurrection of Jesus happened. It explains why all my brothers were willing to sacrifice their lives. The gospel of Jesus is real, powerful, and the gospel is proven true by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that same Jesus is returning to this earth to judge the wicked and to save those who believe. The only question that remains, dear readers of this letter, have you been saved by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Have you been born again by the Holy Spirit of God? Or will you one day stand before God in judgment because you never truly believed in Jesus Christ? Never truly believed the resurrection from the dead. Never truly believed what He taught us. I pray that will not happen to you. My dear brothers and sisters, I close this letter and I attach to it this new scroll, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Please read and study it. Study it well. For as the church, we must be ready and prepared. We must be faithful as the church. You will read that in this scroll. Jesus calls us to be a faithful church. I am the disciple who testifies to all that I have written. And all that I have written is true. Remember the sacrifice of my fellow apostles. Remember my sacrifice. Follow in our example. For our example is the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose sufferings and sacrifice was the greatest and most precious. Finally, stay strong in the Lord and fulfill your calling to be salt and light in this dark world. Stay united. For you are a team. One team. Jesus has called you to be His team. Jesus has called you to be His team. Team Jesus may be a good name for you. Please consider it. Yeah, I like that. And now, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, how I miss you. I miss seeing your face. All the faces. Smile. Your sweet spirit. Oh, the fellowship of the church. I miss you guys. I long to see you again. And now, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. Written in my own hand on the island of Patmos, your fellow slave in Christ, John. Sorry, Lord, for felt emotion, be emotional. Oh, this hair, I wish I could get it cut. Okay, Lord, one more thing. One last thought. Dear church, always remember, you are in Christ. You are a child of God. That is who you are. You are free because Jesus died for you and was resurrected, freeing you from sin and from death. So, conduct yourselves as children of God, because that is who you are. And always remember, Jesus has made a place for you in His Father's house. You are free, my brothers and sisters. By the grace of our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, you are free. Amen. You are free. And I'm free. Even on this island, I'm free. Resurrection is the most important event in human history. We can go into much deeper and prove the resurrection to be true. Because it's true, we have life given to us by Christ. True life. Much more than what this world can offer us. If anyone in here has any more questions, or you're not sure you're right with God, we're here throughout the week. Come in any time. I'll drop whatever I'm doing. I'll talk to you. If you want to talk about Jesus Christ, I'll talk to you. Don't let the resurrection escape you. Don't let the importance of knowing Jesus Christ, of being born again, not just knowing about Christ, but knowing Him. Being born again. I hope you have a wonderful Resurrection Sunday. Your friends and family. And we are Team Jesus. We're preparing to make a difference. Invite everyone to come and join us. We're not about religion. We're not about outward appearance, as you can tell. We're about people's hearts and souls. God loves you so much. Christ's death on the cross proves that. You don't have to fix you. You don't have to clean yourself up. You just come the way you are. The blood of Christ cleanses us. Trust me, I traveled many dark roads before I became a believer. If He can clean me up, He can clean anybody up. Thank you. All right, Team Jesus, we're about to go out into the playing field of the world. We're going to go play the best for our Lord and Savior. Let us take the news of the resurrected Christ to all who will listen. And that being Easter Sunday, we got to get the best break ever. Are we ready? A little quick there. Count of three. Here we go. One, two, three. Break. All right, I messed it up. Sarah messed me up. Here we go. One, two, three, break! Let's go!